Last week on the Let the Bible Speak program, we answered the question, can we understand the Bible? Many people are convinced that they cannot understand God's Word alike. And there are a lot of people out there who take the Word of God and do not understand it the same way. We answered the question from God's Word that we can indeed understand the Bible alike because of the nature of God. He's perfect. Psalm 18, verse 30. Because of His Scripture is inspired. 2 Timothy 3:16. Because of the nature of mankind, we're made in the image of God. Genesis 1:27. And because there are plain Bible passages that let us know that we can understand the Word of God. Like Ephesians 5:17. Be not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So we saw that we can indeed understand the Word of God. And we closed last week with some attitudes that are necessary in doing that. We have to will and desire to know and do God's Word, John 7:17. We have to be willing to hear all things that Jesus tells us, Acts 3:22. There may need to be someone who is knowledgeable in the Word of God to explain some things to us, like Philip did to the eunuch, Acts 8:30 through 31. We have to have a readiness of mind and searching the Scriptures, Acts 17:11. We have to give diligent attention to the reading and study of God's Word, 2 Timothy 2:15. We have to be accurate in our reading and study of God's Word. And then, with experience in adding knowledge, Hebrews 5:14, 2 Peter 1:5, we learn more of God's Word each day. Yes, we can understand the Word of God alike. Friends, this morning on the Let the Bible Speak program, I'd like to talk about why it is that many people do not understand the Word of God alike. They are convinced that they cannot understand the Bible. And sometimes people will attempt to justify their ignorance by saying, we can't know God's Word, or some false teaching, or some division. When in fact, if we will study, we can come out of our ignorance. If we learn the truth, we can put away that which is false. If we will read and study and obey God's Word, we can be united and not divided. If two people properly understand what God says on a matter, they will agree. But if one or both persons misunderstand what God says, they will disagree. Have you ever stopped to think about that? If two people are disagreeing over what the Bible says, it's because one or both persons misunderstand the Bible. When we properly understand it alike, then there is agreement and unity. When we misunderstand it, there's disagreement and division. So this morning, why is it that many people do not understand the Bible alike? What's interesting about that is that we can understand what our parents are saying. We can understand what a teacher is teaching us. We can understand what our boss is saying. If we get pulled over on the side of the road, we can understand what the police officer is saying, etc. There are a lot of people that we can understand very clearly. Why is it that many people do not understand the Bible at all or even understand it alike? It's because of some attitudes and some practices that people have that keep them from understanding the Bible alike. If we can understand the Bible at all, we can understand it alike. We may misunderstand it differently, but we do not understand it differently. When we understand it properly, it will be the same. So this morning, I want us to look at some things that we find in the Word of God some passages that we're going to look at in the New Testament, where Jesus and others tell us why it is that people do not understand His Word. It's not God's fault. The nature of God is perfect. It is not the fault of the Scriptures. They are inspired by God. It's not the fault of mankind in general. We're made in the image of God where we can understand God speaking to us. The problem lies elsewhere, and that's what we want to consider this morning. Remember the words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 33, God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. If there are a lot of different misunderstandings about the Word of God, it's not God's fault. So why is it? Well, turn with me to Matthew chapter 13. Let's begin with a statement that Jesus makes. People do not see the Bible alike because they have a hard heart. They don't want to hear. They don't want to see the truth. Their mind is made up. The Apostle Paul, Jesus writes in Matthew chapter 13. We'll get to some statements of Paul later in the lesson. But Jesus says in Matthew 13:13, therefore speak I to them in parables, because seeing they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. They physically see and hear, but spiritually they do not see and hear. Jesus said unto them, is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall in no wise understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall in no wise perceive. For this people's heart is waxed or grown gross or thick, and their eyes are full of hearing, are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest haply they should perceive with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should turn again, and I should heal them. You see, folks, these people did not have their eyes and ears open to the truth. Do you have your eyes and ears open to the truth? They closed their eyes. They closed their ears. Verse 15, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Some people do not properly understand the Word of God because of a hard heart. Dull ears, closed eyes. They have a preconceived notion of what it means to be saved, and when you give them the plan of salvation, they don't want to hear it. They have a preconceived notion of marriage, and they don't want to hear that marriage is one man and one woman for life. A lot of times, they're conditioned by their culture, they're conditioned by their friends, they're conditioned by the way they were raised. And the seed of the Word of God does not get down into their heart and grow. One reason is a hard heart, dull ears, closed eyes. Some people say, my mind is made up, don't confuse me with the facts. Have you ever heard that? And some people go through life like that. My mind is made up, don't confuse me with the truth or the facts. So we've got to be willing to open up our ears and our eyes to the truth. A second reason that some people do not understand the Bible properly is that they are following men. They are following what man teaches rather than opening up their Bible and following what the Bible teaches. And a lot of times the men that they're following will turn to passages in the Bible, but they are misusing those Bible passages. We're going to talk about misuse of the Word of God later in the lesson. But following men, Jesus, if you'll just turn over a couple of chapters from Matthew 13 to Matthew 15, Jesus talks about Jews of His day. Many of them were following the traditions of Jewish teachers rather than what the law said, the law of Moses, and rather than what Jesus was teaching. Matthew chapter 15, verse 8, again, another prophecy from Isaiah. This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men. And he, Jesus, called the multitude and said unto them, Hear and understand. And then he goes on to say, concerning the teaching of these Pharisees, not that which enters into the mouth defiles the man, but that which proceeds out of the mouth, this defiles the man. Then came the disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended when they heard the saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father has planted not shall be rooted up. Leave them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind guide the blind, both shall fall into the pit. The Jewish teachers were blind. The audience was blind. And it was the blind guiding the blind. But if you go back to verse 9, teaching as their doctrines the precepts or commandments of men. People will follow just simply what a person is saying. It may be the influence of their parents. Maybe your parents were not raised right on the Word of God, as good as they are in many ways. If your parents were not raised right on the Word of God and they've been telling you things in your life that aren't according to God's Word, you'll not understand the Word of God if you just simply follow what they say. Some will follow the religious creeds and teachings of men. What my pastor says, what my reverend says, what my priest says, what my preacher says, what my imam says. Will we follow the New Testament teaching of Jesus Christ or the religious teachings of men and women? If it's not the influence of our parents or religious creeds of men, it might be just simply our own personal feelings and emotions about this or that. I think and I feel. We see that a lot today. In the judgment day, we're not going to be judged by what we think or feel. We're going to be judged by the words of God that we hold in our hands. Those books, the Word of God is going to be opened up in the judgment day, and that will be our judge. Many do not understand the Bible because they're following blind guides, and they themselves are blind. Jesus said, the blind are leading the blind. They both fall into the pit. So let's get our eyes and ears open to the words of Jesus and not follow what man says. And that's myself included. I don't want you to follow me. I don't want you to take my word for it. But open up your Bible and read it for yourself. Read your New Testament. When was the last time, friend, you read your Bible? Have you read your Bible lately? You can read your Bible and you can understand it. Another reason why many people do not understand the Bible, they do not see it alike with others like they're supposed to, is because of just what I might call blatant infidelity or unbelief. They just simply do not want to have anything to do with Jesus or His Word. Jesus was teaching some Jews in John chapter 5, if you'll turn with me there. John chapter 5, verse 39. You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and these are they which bear witness of me. And you will not come to me that you may have life. I receive not the glory from men, but I know you that you have not the love of God in yourselves. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe who receive glory one of another, and the glory that cometh from the only God you seek not? Three times Jesus said, you will not come to me. And then, you will not, you cannot believe. The only God you seek not. These people just simply did not want Jesus. And there are people like that today. they have their life. They're fine. They don't need the Bible, church, religion, prayer. They're good. And when you try to bring up Bible matters with them, they don't want to have anything to do with it. Church is for the weak. Church is a crutch. Church is for people who don't know any better. Church is for the unintelligent. On and on and on. When Stephen tried to preach the truth to a group of Jews in Acts chapter 7, verse 51, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you." And then shortly thereafter, they stoned him to death. They did not want the truth. What about you, friend? Have you gotten so far away from God that you do not seek God? You do not want Jesus? Do you really want to go through life like that and face Him in the judgment day like that? Blatant infidelity, blatant unbelief, and hardened unbelief. That's why some people don't understand the Bible alike. Some people don't understand the Bible alike because they're simply happy with something less than what God wants. Jesus wants unity, and that takes work sometimes to work together. It's easier just to be divided. And I believe some people are accepting of division. They're perfectly fine with division, different beliefs, different understandings of the Bible. You don't have to work to study and be in agreement. But Jesus said in John chapter 17, He prayed for unity. John 17, 20, "Neither for these only do I pray, but for them also that believe on Me through their word, that they may all be one, even as Thou, Father, art in Me, and I in Thee, that they also may be in Us, that the world may believe that Thou didst send Me." Jesus prayed for unity. Paul pled that the people at Corinth would be unified. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10, Paul says, "I hear that there are divisions among you." Verse 10, "that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfected together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been signified unto Me concerning you, My brethren, by them that are of the household of Chloe, that there are contentions among you." It's easier to fight than to be unified and get along. It's easier to have all kinds of disagreements than to give up error and come to truth. So some people are just perfectly fine with the thousands of religious denominations and churches and synagogues and mosques and temples. They're fine with that because they don't have to do any work to be of the same mind and of the same judgment. Have you ever had two or three people together where you have to be of the same mind and the same judgment? Where are we going to go eat? What are we going to watch on TV? And a host of other questions and decisions throughout the day. What are we going to buy at the grocery store? And to be of the same mind and the same judgment means that you have to work together, and it's a give and take. It's an understanding. And with regard to the Word of God, we're going to have to give up any error, any falsehood, any personal think-sos, and we're going to have to simply believe what it says, and that takes some work to be of the same mind and the same judgment. Some people do not understand the Word of God alike because they do not have a love for the truth. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. What do you love? The proverb writer says in Proverbs 23:23, "Buy the truth and sell it not. Is truth of a high importance to you? What is actually true and right from God? Do you love truth? Jesus said back there in that other passage in John 5, you love the glory of men rather than the glory of God. Some people love their friends more than the truth of God's word. Some people love their work more than the truth of God's word. Some people love their sexual immorality more than God's word. Some people love their anger and their hatred and lack of self-control and in temperament more than God's word. Some people love their drugs and alcohol and fornication and homosexuality and gambling and beating someone and a host of other things more than God's word. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10, because they received not the love of the truth, that they may be saved. Notice that to be saved, we have to love the truth. And for this cause, God sendeth them a working of error, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be judged who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Underscore that. 2 Thessalonians 2, 10 through 12. In verse 12, they had pleasure in unrighteousness. There's something that I'm loving more than God's word. And so I'm not going to give up that unrighteous thing that's in my life. It might be lying, cheating, stealing, and a host of other things. I have more pleasure in that than the love of truth that'll save me. I'm more interested in my unrighteousness than in being saved. The problem is, in the judgment day, we're going to want to be saved, and it's too late then. No love for the truth keeps people from understanding the Word of God. Another thing is that people will argue outside of the revealed truth of God's Word. Paul writes in 1 and 2 Timothy, there are several passages there that talk about fables and doctrines of men that are not the Word of God. 1 Timothy 1:4, 1 Timothy 4:7, 2 Timothy 4:4, Titus 1:14. Fables. People will argue about things that are not in the Word of God. And they'll spend their time arguing about that and not about what is actually in the Word of God. What kind of fruit was on the tree that God told Adam and Eve not to eat in Genesis chapter 2 and 3? What kind of fruit was that? Was it an apple? Was it a banana? Was it an orange? Was it some other kind of fruit that we don't even know about? People will argue all day long about that. And a host of other things. We've got to focus on what is in the Scripture, not what is not in the Scripture. And so, let's focus on the Word of God and not on fiction and fables and fantasy and that which is fabricated and what men think and feel, but what is actually in the revealed Scripture. We may have to discuss things back and forth. We may have to set forth our case, but let it be over that which is in Scripture, not which is outside of it. Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 3, and let's look at another reason why some people do not understand the Bible. It's because they twist the Scriptures. They make the Scriptures say what they want them to say, not what God is saying. Peter writes in 2 Peter 3 and verse 16, wherein are some things hard to be understood, which the ignorant and unsteadfast wrest or twist, as they do also other scriptures, unto their own destruction. People will take Bible verses and Bible words and make them say things that they don't say. Sometimes people will take the English words of the Bible and make them say something, but that's not what the original Greek word meant. in the New Testament or the Hebrew word in the Old Testament, they will twist a passage. They'll read a word or a phrase and they'll ignore what is said above it or below it. I heard someone just on the internet today talking about how that we're saved by faith alone, not by works. And they read Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. And they took that passage out of the context of the entire New Testament and said, you don't have to do anything to be saved. Just have faith. And yet we're told other places that we must be baptized for the remission of our sins. That's misusing Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. So people will twist God's word to make it say things that they want it to say. They have different Bible study rules. They don't make a distinction between various parts and persons of the Bible. They don't do proper word studies. They ignore the context. They don't gather everything on a particular Bible matter before they draw a conclusion. And a host of other misuses of the Word of God. There are good, proper Bible study rules that we follow in order to properly understand the Word of God. And when people don't do that and they twist the Scriptures, they do that to their own destruction. Some are unwilling to stay within God's revelation. They don't understand the Bible alike because they're not willing to stay within the revelation of God. There's other books. Our Mormon friends, they go by the Bible and the Book of Mormon. Some people have church creeds and catechisms and manuals and disciplines and books of church order. It's the Bible plus another book. Well, they're not willing to stay within the revelation of God. John says in 2 John 9 through 11 that we have to stay within the doctrine of Christ. John writes in Revelation 22, 18 and 19 that we're not to add to or take from the Word of God. If we don't stay within God's Word, then we will be hopelessly divided. We can never be united. We have to pick the standard of the New Testament. Friends, as we close this morning, I want to encourage you that you can indeed understand the Bible and you can understand it alike. We can understand God's Word, and we must. In Acts chapter 2, in verse 41, we read that when Peter got done preaching on the day of Pentecost, they that gladly received his word were baptized. We can gladly hear it and receive it. God expects us to understand his word alike in order to be saved and united in Christ. Can we help you to do that? We have Bible classes every Sunday and Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Wednesday night, preaching Sunday morning, Sunday night, to help us understand the Word of God. Or can I come and have a home Bible study with you where we just simply sit down and read God's Word together? Please contact me if we can do that. We're glad that you've joined us on the Let the Bible Speak program, and we hope that this has inspired you to get your Bible out and read it and understand what the will of the Lord is. Thank you for joining us today.